Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, the world's leading experts on witchcraft and side pieces. Hello, Nina. Hello, Hunter. How are we today?
I'm good.
we making it do what it do.
We're having some tech issues, but I think the one thing that we can all agree on right now is that Morgan looks like Legally Blonde 90s New York Stock Exchange version, and it's perfect.
Listen, I've been in a little bit of a move cluster. I don't have a hairbrush, and there's so much tuna in and around all of my teeth right now, but that's okay. So let's get started. America, we have a side piece scandal. Allegedly, singer August Alsina claims he had an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith. Her reps say it's absolutely not true, but August didn't get the memo. He had a lot to say on Angela Yee's YouTube show.
I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation. He gave me his blessing, and I totally gave myself to that relationship for years of my life.
Okay, so again, Jada's denying it, but if it was true, could you guys have a situation like that? Like, how would you approach someone's spouse if you wanted to have a relationship with their wife or husband?
Hunter, I feel like you've been in this situation before. You tell us what you did.
How did you handle it?
Thank you for assuming that I would have a one person interested in me, let alone multiple. There's been rumors for a long time that they've had an open relationship, and it's not a big deal. It's nobody's business. There's other relationships in Hollywood where these same rumors are very true. People you know and love, and you might just not be aware. It's just common. And I think my theory is for Will Smith, and he's kind of talked about it before, but he doesn't like failing at things. And so the idea of a second divorce, because he said that his first divorce was his biggest failure ever, the idea of having another divorce was way worse than the idea of having an open relationship. And if it works for them, allegedly, this is my opinion, not sure, who knows, that's why I think that this is okay for them. It's not okay for everybody, but it allegedly, in my opinion, could be okay for them.
I mean, we talk about celebs all the time. I mean, there were some married couples, I think, that we were talking about that lived in different houses before I think Julianne Hough split with her husband, they were, you know, sleeping separately. There are a lot of people in marriages have dynamics that, you know, mainstream people would feel like it's taboo. But I feel like if it works for you, it's really up to no one else to judge. So whether Jada had this affair or relationship with August or not, I really feel like it's their business. And if her and Will are as happy and solid, can make money together, have a healthy family, and they're unbothered by it, far be it for me to be bothered by it.
Absolutely. I agree with both of you wholeheartedly. I mean, these people have been married since 1997. They have figured out, I think she even quoted, like, we have a grown relationship. We know what works for us. And I think the fact that they're still married, they have two grown, successful children, like, good for them. If she wants to do things on the side and he's okay with it, it is not our business, as you said, Nina, and we are not to judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move on to way less important things, though. So is it Charlize Theron or is it Theron? She's one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, but people still cannot get her name right. Tisk, tisk. So Charlize set the record straight on BBC's The One Show.
Am I saying it right? Is it Theron?
Yes. Fantastic.
I was worried about this today, Charlize, because we were talking about it and everyone calls you Charlize Theron. And I was going, no, I'm pretty sure it's Theron. But you're quite calm about people say it in a different way.
Yes, because honestly, the truth of the matter is that it's not even remotely close to the real pronunciation. So
can we hear the real pronunciation?
Throne.
Okay.
I don't know why this whole clip made me very, it just made me cringe for some reason.
What?
I don't know. The whole thing, I don't know. I feel like Charlize was like, why am I doing this show? I don't know. I didn't
what
feel like it was
promoting?
Just.
Promoting?
Yeah, it just made me feel weird. I don't know. But I'm happy we know that we're all saying it wrong and we're never going to say it correctly.
Well, I just feel like we are consistently finding out, like, people, when we found out that we were saying Rihanna's name wrong because it's Rihanna, we found out that Chrissy Teigen is really Teigen. We're finding out so much later that we're doing things the wrong way. I don't know. I'm not going to let people walk around and call me Nina. Like, why did they let this fly under the radar so long?
Everybody's name has traces back to a dialect that none of us really speak anymore. So you change with it, and then eventually someone goes, is that really how you pronounce your name? And then they go, no. And then they go, well, we're going to be on the front page of Daily Mail now because we figured it out.
But you know what? We don't always get it right either. And by we, I mean Jason Kennedy. And Gwyneth Paltrow isn't afraid to let him know.
Gwyneth. Jason Kennedy.
Hello, how
are you doing?
It's Gwyneth, actually.
Gwyneth.
Didn't he say it right?
He said more of a Gwyneth, and it's Gwyneth. Correct?
Well, look how easy it is to correct people, I guess.
Yeah. She really came out of the gate with that. She was like, that is not my name. Good for her. I would have literally let someone call me Megan for 2 hours before I corrected them. So, you know what? I mean, it's always just highly uncomfortable. But I guess not for Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth, I don't want to mess up her name. She's my idol. All right, we're moving on. It is time to talk hitmen. The ex-husband of former New Jersey housewife Dina Manzo was accused of hiring a member of the Lucchese crime family to beat up Dina's now husband. In return, the hitman was promised a lavish, discounted wedding reception. That is the way you make a deal, my friends. Take someone out and then you get a discount on your wedding. I see what they were doing there.
I personally think people don't understand how crazy it is to get involved with someone who's actually in the mob or any sort of like serious crime family. That is insane. It's like
insane.
Not an easy thing to do. And once you do it, it's like a weird life commitment, because if you mess up, you're gonna die.
Right.
Do you know someone that is connected to the mob in some way and how you can get involved?
I do know how you can get involved in the mob. It's an application process. And it's mostly online, but then you got to do an interview. I heard Jason Kennedy, I'm not even kidding you, I heard he's got deep ties to the mob. And you didn't hear it from me.
God,
I mean,
I can see that.
Listen, this guy, her ex-husband, is facing like almost 20 years in jail. My whole thing is like, if you want something done, do it yourself. Like, if you want to beat this guy up, if that was the intention, obviously he pled not guilty. But if that's the intention, why don't you do it?
Yeah, I think he probably wanted. I think the mob likes to delegate. That's what I hear.
Also, just so we're clear, and in case the mob is watching, I'm a big fan of what you guys do. I think what you guys do is important. It's good work, and I would never ever rat on you.
Yeah, that was a really good play. He's the first one to rat on you, though, by the way, mob, if you are watching. He's the first one to squeal in 2 seconds.
Stop it. No.
Snitch written all over
Don't.
You.
Hey, they're kidding. They're messing around.
Oh, God. All right, we are moving on. Coming up, when you pay $1,000 for a haircut, that's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. All right, let's just get into all this craziness. First up on Smothered, new mom Cher is having trouble breastfeeding, so mom Dawn decides to show her how it's done.
I want to learn how to make sure that I know how to do all the positions, so if she has any questions, I can help her.
Absolutely. Okay. This is why I bring my doll and our demo breasts, so you
Perfect.
Can practice and still be modest.
So let's do this position first.
Sure, that one was called the cross cradle. All right. So that's when you do
remember?
Opposite arm, opposite breast, down the baby's back. Make sure you feel it comfortable.
Good job.
And then you can lean back with your baby. Mm-hmm. Perfect, Don. Exactly right. We call that cross cradle.
Now let's do the football one.
Great. So football is the one where they're at their side, like you would kind of hold a football. Make sure your arm is down their back and they're pulled into your body. When they go wide like a baby bird, you bring them in swift.
Is any of this going to be applicable to any of the three of us at all anytime soon?
You know what? I might need to use one of those tricks on a boyfriend. You don't know.
Oh.
Hunter might be doing this still to his mom. I don't know. I don't
what
feel like it's that.
Why would you assume that I'm still breastfeeding? Is it because I've got the body frame of a professional quarterback? Because my bones are dense and my muscles are thick?
I can assume
that's why.
That is why. That's the only reason why.
I just don't understand why this mother is so involved. I know we've covered this show before, this actual duo before. This mother needs a little, in my opinion, needs a little professional help. This is a little sick. This is a little too involved. I think she's a little too pressed. Maybe she really loved being a mother and she really wants to have a baby herself. This is a lot for me.
Yeah.
Well, Morgan, you know, you're pretty deep into your relationship and you said you had a little nausea yesterday. So let's just assume that it's a baby.
I am
curious, would you want your mom to teach you how to breastfeed? Or like, would you be uncomfortable like having a boob out and a baby?
If I were to have a hypothetical child, this is a weird place to go. If I were to have a hypothetical child and I was breastfeeding and my mom was present, I'd feel okay. I don't necessarily want her to be teaching me how to do it. I'll hire someone for that.
So little Morganin's not getting any special treatment from grandma, you know? It's just a normal.
Yeah, no. All right, Chance the Rapper is one proud husband, but did he just make a major relationship fail? The hard-hitting questions. He proudly posted his wife's latest design project, but guess what? It wasn't done, and she nicely had to call him out.
I mean, I thought this was cute. This isn't a major relationship fail. This is just him being dense, like most husbands are.
Most men, Nina.
Not all.
I'm sorry. Yes, majority. Yeah, I mean, he was so impressed. She really hadn't done much yet. She had laid down like the fake turf and put the chairs there. Any other woman would have been like, oh, this is clearly not done. It's a cute start. And he thought it was done and posted it just, and she was like, babe, this is not finished. So she kind of checked him on social media, but I thought it was super cute.
I think what's really cute about it is how much he was kind of gushing over it, because it's like if a guy in a relationship does something that maybe you didn't expect him to do and it's little and it's maybe something that you do all the time, but he just doesn't do it, you're excited about it. And I feel like it was just, it's the same thing, and he jumped the gun a little bit.
You know, and they're quarantining there in New York, so you know that outside space, especially when they don't have like a huge yard, it's important, it's imperative. So he was probably just excited to have like a little zen area.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Stylist to the stars Julian Farrell is opening his doors again in New York City, and clients just can't wait. There's a 1,200 plus wait list to get the famous power cut, which gives you an hour of strand by strand attention with a price tag of a measly, guys, $1,000.
My price is high because usually people come from all over the world and they don't come often because my haircut grew through the time, and I've seen people usually every 3 to 4 to 6 months. So if you calculate whether people go to the barber every 2 weeks, it doesn't make it that expensive.
Look, there are certain hair services that will cost you a lot of money. $1,000 is obviously on the high end anywhere, but for a haircut, I think it's just, you're paying his rent. You're paying the mortgage to the salon. This is not for the haircut, and to say that you went to this guy. And there are people who have money to blow who want to do it. I don't think there's any haircut on this planet that is worth $1,000.
Right. Oh, Barbara does it. Oh.
He had a good point, though. Like, if you really did all, like, if somehow he could give me a magic haircut where I only had to get my haircut once every 6 months, I guess it would make sense, because I would get my haircut every 3 weeks, and the woman that just came and cut my hair with masks on, little mask marauders out there, it was $100. for a home call.
Wow.
So
apparently he goes through every strand of hair. But you know what? $1,000 for a haircut, not necessary.
Yeah.
All right. And if you didn't already want to be best friends with Jen Garner, you're going to want to be after this. So Jen posted a silly quarantine picture, which a fan commented on, saying how she was struggling to find happiness like Jen's after her messy split. And then Jen came back with some great advice, saying, "Your heart sounds heavy. I'm so sorry. Hopefully you have powerful women in your corner reminding you of your worth."
Aww.
I think hearing that from anybody, you know, like as a guy who doesn't really show his emotions very often, I'm always afraid to kind of be that vulnerable person and be like, hey, it sounds like your heart is super heavy. But I think if you get that from a friend, if you get that from a stranger, or from a celebrity that you kind of idolize who you saw go through something similar, that could change someone's, you know, whole life.
She said that she initially left the comment, forgot about it, went away for a little bit, went back onto her Instagram. She was realized she had left it and was embarrassed and wanted to go delete it. When she got there, she saw that not only had Jen commented, but other women who've gone through breakups and divorce commented too, rallying around her, giving her support. So it ended up being this whole thing that ended up motivating a ton of people there. And I think, you know, with such a public breakup that Jen Garner had, that, you know, a lot of people were feeling pity for her. And now the fact that she's really just kind of healed and come to a full circle moment, her being able to share that with the world is really great.
Yes, I agree. Good advice and positive messages are so important, especially during quarantine. So we're going to share some of the best advice we've gotten during this time. Presented by AT&T, AT&T is building 5G on America's best network. Some quick advice you've either, you know, given yourself during quarantine or someone's given you. For me, it's really just been about taking one day at a time.
That's a good advice.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that's important. My piece of advice is get an allergy test. Sooner than later, it's going to save you a lot of tummy issues.
That's good. Nina, Abby, what is something you
know what? I've actually taken up meditation. So I had a friend tell me that, especially during this time, you know, with high stress and so many different things going on and us just not knowing where we are in the world, that meditation will really help center you. So I looked into it and it's been really cathartic.
Yes. And you need all that meditation for our tech issues. So it's like a double.
Yeah, I didn't use it today, but another day I want to start.
All right. After the break, celebrity hobbies are getting weird. We've got a new game and it might involve pole dancing. Welcome back to Nightly Pop. All right, so things are shutting down again, and we're going to have to come up with some new ways to keep ourselves busy. So it's time for, you guys ready for it? Hobby likey.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, Nina, we know this is your favorite, so would you rather spend time doing Julianne Hough's Kinergy dance? Through the nose, out through the mouth. Or FKA Twigs' intense pole dancing routine. Wow. Okay.
I mean, her pole dancing is epic. I mean, I don't know how you can compare the two. She looks so eloquent compared to Julianne Hough. Look how
she is like
she
makes. She's making cursive letters with her body. I mean, good for her.
I mean, and look at Julianne Hough. She looked like I don't even know.
That's what it looks like when you're dancing on acid at Coachella. What FK Twigs is doing is art.
It's Couchella.
Like Coachella, my bad. So I'm going to pick pole dancing.
Yeah, she's been really known for just her visual artistry, but also just how effortless she looks on the pole and how she's mastered it in addition to being this amazing artist. So I don't know how you don't go with her in the pole dancing.
It's not even a question. We were never going to pick Julianne Hough. It was all about FKA Twigs from the start. So, you know, here we are. She's stunning. All right, so if we could kill time by following Paris Hilton's favorite sport, frog hunting, which means putting frogs into a bucket and then letting them go, or we could accompany Carrie Underwood in her newest hobby, beekeeping.
What do you think?
Very cool. I don't realize how many bees are in here. It's crazy. Can I hold it?
How do you feel?
Oh, well, this is pretty cool.
I'm going to have to just go with my girl Paris Hilton because I am deathly allergic to bees. And the no gloves thing with them, I'm not into it. So I want to let frogs go and watch them hop.
To me, it feels like Paris Hilton really picked like the one thing that's the least Paris Hilton thing you would ever imagine. just to keep us on our toes. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna
she's
go
getting
with the
on
beekeeping. I feel like that contributes to the society in some way.
Okay, so you're both going with the bees and I'm going with the frog. Okay, would you rather keep your mind and body right with Spencer Pratt's Crystal Experience, or would you rather do what rapper Azealia Banks does with Hater Energy?
What are your favorite spells?
The egg spell.
The egg spell?
You cleanse yourself with an egg, right? Pass the egg all over yourself, praying for all of your negativity to go away into the egg, right? But usually you do it like when somebody's with you to get like what the person is doing off of you and crack it in a crossroad and you walk away and you don't look back.
I didn't think I'd go back to Spencer Pratt, but I think I'm gonna go with Spencer.
I think I'm gonna go with the egg. She seems like she knows what she's talking about, and she seems like it's actually really worked for her, and I think I'm into the egg cracking. I'm into it.
I'm gonna stay safe and just go with these crystals. I'm familiar with crystals. I don't wanna get involved in nothing else. I'm gonna just keep it cute.
And finally, some crafting. Would you rather follow Seth Rogen's relaxing hobby, pottery? Ooh. Ghost anyone? Or would you rather make some smoothies with supermodel Elle McPherson, but not just any smoothie, you guys, ones where she sterilizes all the fruits and vegetables first?
Hi guys, it's juice time. Here's all my greens, and I have this fantastic little ozone maker. We're gonna make a beautiful green juice.
I mean, who has 3 hours to make a smoothie? Like, I mean, who has the time to do this?
You wash the vegetables and keep it pushing. Like, if you don't get out of here, wash the vegetables and blend. I don't know what to tell her.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's sitting there. And
we're all sticking to pot. We're all sticking to pot. We're sticking with Seth Rogen. We're doing what he's doing.
We are.
Yeah, also, the other people that are doing pottery is Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. They're doing, like, full-on boys' nights.
I love it.
I'm kind of here I'm here for the positive, you know, productive guys' night.
I love that they're friends.
Yeah, I love that they're friends too. Whose hands would you want guiding your hands as you learn pottery? What celebrity is your like pottery class teacher in this fantasy?
I'm going to go with Leo, just because I'm going to keep it easy. Leo over Brad for me.
Yeah, are we just keeping it? If we're just keeping it in this small group, I'm going with Brad Pitt.
I don't know if this changes your guys' mind, but I'm also available. I can also help teach you.
We've run out of
And it's not gonna work.
You're on that panel. We've run out of time too. So and hobbies. So we finished hobby likey. Woohoo! But we will be back next week. Enjoy